Monday, November 30, 2020, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 1:30 p.m.
It's 1 o'clock. We'll go ahead and start our commissioner meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Martin?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will go ahead and start with our tabled item. That's the Wind Energy Resolution 20C-005. Again, we have not gotten our updated paperwork from our Planning and Zoning Committee. We're hoping to get this resolved in the not too distant future, but I don't feel like we can do it today without our.
I think they were going to tighten them up.
Yep.
Impression I got.
Yep, they were going to tighten them up, and I talked to Joe today, and as soon as they get that, hopefully at their next meeting, he thought they'd go ahead and get that forwarded to us so we could get it off the agenda once and for all.
Okay.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to public comment. Anybody here that has public comment on anything that's not on today's agenda? Now would be the time to come forward. All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from November 16th, 2020, and an approval of accounts payable if acceptable. There were no, well, I guess there were a couple insurance, but so we'll go ahead and approve the previous minutes from November 16th, 2020.
I can second that motion. Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. And then the board to approve payroll claims November 15th through November 28th of 2020. I did come in this morning, had an opportunity to go through the payroll claims. Everything appeared to be in order with regards to the payroll claims.
So move to approve the payroll claims.
Second.
Kevin?
I'll abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
The second thing we're looking at here in new business was a public hearing made by Jorge, and I asked the pronunciation from Letty, and I have already forgot.
Villalpando.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Tony. I did talk to Joe this morning. I had a conversation with him. He would like to rezone his property to a commercial property. It's just off of Highway 77 out here along the railroad tracks, off of 200th Street, about 2 miles south here. In talking to Joe, and I agree with Joe, rather than rezoning the property to a commercial property, then years down the road, if that property gets sold, you know, that zoning goes along with it. He thought we would be better off going with a conditional use. That way, that would stay, you know, just with the gentleman that's there now. And if the property ever got sold, that conditional use can be, you know, taken. It's a lot easier than trying to rezone it back. They would just be giving him a conditional use for right now to use it in the way that he wants to use it. To me, that sounded like a good idea. It also would be something that they would have to change the wording on and send back to us, so we wouldn't be having that hearing today.
Did he say how long the conditional use?
would be for the ownership of the property, or?
It would be to the individual, not the property itself.
Right.
And he couldn't take it with him to any other property. And I don't know if it's, if there's an actual length of time or if it has to be renewed periodically.
Well, I mean, that's what I was asking about, is if he goes ahead and builds a business out there on a conditional use, and then 3 years from now, it doesn't get approved again as a conditional use?
I don't think it gets approved and reapproved.
Okay.
I think he just adds the conditional use.
Perfect.
And then do the neighboring properties get notified so that they're aware?
Yeah. They will have the opportunity to come in, and apparently the neighbors did, a number of them did come in during the meeting at Planning and Zoning.
Oh, okay.
And we'll probably, I would imagine, when we do the conditional use, would be in attendance.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, the salvage yard that's on North Shore.
Yes.
If that business sat idle, say you sold it, sat idle for 8 months or a year or something like that, then it's no longer could be used for that purpose.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But if somebody bought it and continued the business, it could stay there.
It's grandfathered in some way, shape, or form.
Sort of that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that time period there that, and to me, I don't know, it shouldn't have been there for starters, but it is. So.
Well, especially with the water table the way it is in that area, it always kind of surprised me that you could have a...
Right, because you got an engine oil and antifreeze and battery acids and...
Because when we did have the high water, you know, four or five years ago, you'd always see the nice little slick of oil and grease coming out of that area.
Yeah, it's less than desirable. Anyway, so much of that.
Yep. And then that would... So I guess we're not really making a recommendation. We just had that conversation that they're going to go ahead and revisit that. And the other one is recreational vehicle occupancy zoning ordinance that covers both recreational vehicles and temporary housing for those carports, garages, etc. I think mostly talking about down along the river in our community is where it gets used. They were looking at some licensing for the all-terrain or the off-road vehicles, and they had some wording that they wanted to change in that also before it comes back to the commissioner's office. And I thought that if that was their desire, we should let them get that cleaned up before we act on it.
Okay, so this is still in the process.
Right. Yeah, they would just as soon take it. They said they would address both of them at their next meeting and get it back to us, but they would really like to readdress those.
Mm-hmm. So the item B and C that will be addressed on the next meeting is what you're saying?
Yeah. Planning and Zoning, Tony, is going to take a look at that and change some wording in both of those.
I see.
And send it back to us for approval.
Approval. Okay, that's fine.
So next time we might have several from the Planning and Zoning, the tabled item as well as the
So hopefully we can get a bunch of those off there.
Yeah.
It won't be the next meeting. It will have to be after they've had their meeting, which is the third Tuesday of the month.
So hopefully at our last
one. So they'll have it on the 15th, so maybe on the
28th. Okay. We can get that put to bed before the new year starts.
End of the year. Okay, that's good. Okay.
And that takes us to the approve or not approve resolution 20C-032 to abandon 240th Street portion between O Avenue and Odell Avenue, S8, S27, T27, and R7E. So that's the project that we talked about last several meetings where we were closing a portion of abandoning a portion of the road out there for a project that's being done. So we're just asking to approve that at this point.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 20C-032.
I'll second you.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
All right, then we'll go to Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, to present, submit written road study for the vacate abandonment of roads platted as Wood Avenue, portion between East First Street and West First Street, Crystal Beach, aka Millis Beach area. That's a mouthful. So S6, T28N, R9E, and a portion of West First Street where Wood Avenue jogs between our two Erie Drive, approximately 100 feet, Crystal Beach, aka Millis Beach, S6, T28N, R9E. All right, Fred.
Yeah, there's not much to this. The roads are platted, but never been in use, never maintained by the road department. So my recommendation after study is to vacate the roads and relinquish the right-of-way back to the existing landowners, as long as all landowners are in agreement.
Okay. Like I said, I grew up out there, lived there my whole life, and I didn't know it was Crystal Lake Beach. Always thought it was Mellis Beach, so. All right, Fred, thanks for doing that for us. So then we'll just go ahead and approve the resolution, go to the resolution.
Right, and then I will send out letters
to the joint landowners.
Yep.
All right. So we'll go to approve resolution 20C-033 to set date and time for public hearing to vacate or abandon roads platted as Wood Avenue, portion between East First and West First Street, Crystal Beach, aka Mellis Beach, and a portion of West First Street where Wood Avenue jogs west to Erie Drive, approximately 100 feet, Crystal Lake Beach, Mellis Beach area. So we'll make
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 20C-033.
Second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
And that will take us to miscellaneous. Fred, go ahead and give us your bi-weekly report.
November 15th through the 28th, 182 hours of road maintenance, 2 hours of debris removal, 5 hours of garbage pickup, gravel hauled 574 ton, signs and barricading 26 hours, road concerns, grading, saddle lane, gravel, 220th, K Avenue in Oakdale.
And for aggregate right now, we're using Class A, is that what we're using?
Correct.
Was that price going to stay steady like it is, or coming into the spring, will we get bids then on other?
They usually send out first of the year their prices on it.
Yeah.
As far as.
But do we ask anybody else for bids?
We used to get a few from West Point, Lisbon area.
Yeah.
But we never used their product much.
Does anybody have crushed concrete available again, Fred? Or I don't know.
Not aware of anybody yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to anybody from Brad Smith.
I saw Brzezani crushing the other day, but he had just a little bitty crusher out there. I couldn't believe it could eat up what it could eat up.
That I don't know what the deal is for sure, but the Wilson Concrete or Siouxland crushed up a whole bunch of stuff, and it's It's like the rest of the washout products, you wind up with an awful lot of dust. You know, so I don't know if it'd be smart to use it or not. Yeah. Or try it.
At least try it, probably. Though.
Maybe cur out, you know, where now the dust won't bother anybody, you know. But the trouble we had there was, like you want to drive, we don't want no more of that. And any place in close, like the farm shows, we've got houses every 200 feet or 300. It wouldn't be a real good deal, I don't think. But, I mean, a guy could maybe look at it.
Oh. We can give her a second.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you, Freddie.
All right, Del, we need to designate a different alternate for our NACO delegate. Janet, I believe, is going to be, it's gone from a in-person to an online, is my understanding. So Janet's going to do it, but we need an we're looking for an alternate. Is there anybody else that is going to be tuned into that, that you know of, Joan, that will?
It's a Zoom. I logged in. And
it's a Zoom meeting?
So, yeah. And you have to do, I think you have to be present via Zoom, no telephonic and.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to try to take my laptop on vacation.
You can have it. You can do it on your phone. Zoom on your phone.
I could, and you wouldn't have to change it.
Well, it'd be nice if we could find
but
somebody.
Janet,
to see it.
But Janet thought if she was, since I'm going to be out of town on that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Gacy, or was
well, he was planning to attend.
He was planning to attend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am set up, so I mean, unless something weird happens,
mm-hmm.
I'll be.
Why don't we go? We'll go ahead and just go with Janet, and if something comes up, then something comes up, because there are a lot of counties that don't attend and don't vote. But I think if this is, and what you're actually voting on is the state level positions within. Mm-hmm. NACO, yeah. So if somebody from Buffalo County and somebody from Thayer County want to be the treasurer of that, then it's just voted on by the delegates from each county.
I think there was only one patient position that there were more than one candidate for, mm-hmm. I believe. I looked at the resumes, and nobody was from around up here. They were all...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Did I give you that information?
They in the email, okay. After I okay. registered, they forwarded me the resumes of the people
okay.
who were running.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And they wrote.
And then, mm-hmm. if I read that right, the chair can always do it also? I mean, if you're the chair, then you have the right to vote. If something was happening.
If I can. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can okay. just forward it to him with my phone.
Yeah. And I'll get it on my flip phone, and I'll send it right
I'll
back to him.
To Janice.
Yeah, send it to my wife. And we'll get it put together.
Are you going, Kim? No. Okay. That's coming up like next week, I think.
The
7th?
Yeah, because I'm gone next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and handle it that way.
Okay.
And then that takes us to chair to designate interview committee for the clerk of district court and the treasurer's position. So we're going to go ahead and have a little, we're going to have a committee that goes through the resumes and interviews the prospective candidates. I think especially for the position upstairs at the clerk of district court, it would be helpful to have somebody that deals with them, mm-hmm. Not having a very good personal knowledge of their office and you two. I did talk to our esteemed county attorney, and she said that she would sit on the committee okay. to help with the interviews on that.
Perfect.
We also have had interest from a layperson or somebody from out the courthouse that future Commissioner Scott had expressed interest in that, but that's something that we'll have to check to see if, you know, if you have two commissioners and a future commissioner, if that's a possibility. So we'll check that out. I know Janet has expressed interest in that. I would have no problem doing it. Do you have any great desire to do it, Kevin?
No, I mean, being off the board here in a month,
yeah.
I think probably our current board or future board
yeah.
probably should
And how about you, Larry? You want to be on that one? It's up to you. It doesn't matter. Either way.
So this is the interview and, like, go through the applications and interview?
Yeah, and then make a record. The whole board will still make the decision.
Okay.
We'll just get the information gleaned out to where we can then come at our meeting on the... Mm-hmm. And then
so
the
actually, what's not taking place is that they send the applications to bring the applications in, and the committee review the applications, and they decided what candidate be more qualification they have, and then they go to the board, you know, to the whole board, and we as the board, we make the decisions at that time, you know.
Yeah.
If you will agree with the committee, the selection they make, you know, I mean, that's the way it's the way the system is being worked in the past.
Yeah. Okay. And that sounds like the way to do it. So mm-hmm. if I'll go ahead and sit on that committee with you, and then
Kim.
Kim, and then we'll make recommendations, and then the whole board will make those decisions.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Members, good for you guys.
All right. Commissioner, committee reports. Do we have not much of that going on again with the COVID spiking back up? I haven't had anything. Mail or emergency business?
Deanna was going to send me. Deanna was going to send me courthouses that were not closing, but making masks mandated. Is any?
Yeah, she said.
I didn't get it.
She said earlier. I had a conversation with the Buffalo County out in Kearney has mandated masks. And I think that, you know, they'll probably see more of that. But there haven't been any courthouses that have closed in the state of Nebraska. The governor hasn't really said that he thinks that would be a good idea at this time. So I know the city of South Sioux is changing the way they're doing business right now, but I don't see a reason for the courthouse to, at this time. I mean, who knows, 2 weeks from now.
Our county health department right over here... To me, it's in the wrong place. You know what I mean?
You would think that, but as far as a lot of people don't come in here to get tested for COVID.
No, but
a lot of people do come and go through here.
For common flu, even flu shots and pneumonia, whatever. Looks to me like they ought to be over there in the old fire hall.
They do have an outside entrance that they use for their nighttime clinics.
But I do see people out here in the hall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't use that hall to get here. I mean, you can, but if they're standing there, you're going to be way closer than 6 foot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looks like a bad spot for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, better not be.
Maybe that's how you got your cold.
It is?
Walking through there, sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is this the only way the entrance to the health department, the way they go now? Is this any other way they can get in?
Yeah, they have it right there on the corner of the building closest to the post office, Tony. There's an entrance there that's wheelchair accessible, meets all the guidelines, and there is a way there to let people in that way.
Yeah, because I agree with Larry, you know, with the traffic and on the hallways, you know, and then people coming in and out to the health department, you know, it's not... If not only for you guys that aren't there, you know, I haven't been there, but for the public in general, you know, the workers, all workers, you know, in every department, so it is not safe. So, that's a good point, Larry.
Yeah, you hate to, you know, the way business was done last time the courthouse was closed, it took a couple of months for things to kind of get back to normal once we did reopen. So, I think that... you know, at this point, until we get some recommendation, I wouldn't want to shut the whole thing down for sure.
No, I agree with that, sure. Marty, I got a question for you. When are we going to have the meeting at the Law Enforcement Center? This coming Tuesday or the week from tomorrow?
I actually have not got an email on that. I know they were trying to schedule that, but as soon as I see anything, I will let you know.
It's probably going to be the second week of December, I assume, is what I think. So, okay. Thank you, Marty.
You bet, no problem. that takes us to adjourning our meeting and starting in on Kevin's.
We are going to wait 5-6 minutes before we start.
You bet.
That way it puts us at our 1:30 point, so
okay.
We'll have about a 5-minute break.
Kevin, I'm not here.
Oh, okay.
This is my first one. I'll probably make some and sell them.
Yeah, I
guess. Think I could get anything out of it?
I want to take them over that art deal.
Heck, I'd buy one.
There you go. Your first sale.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, it is 1:33. We will start the Board of Equalization meeting for November 30th. And Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin.
Here.
Larry.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Martin.
Yep.
Tony.
Here.
The current copy.
You're here telephonically.
Not there, but I'm here.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items, and the only one we have is approval of the previous minutes from November 16th, 2020.
I'd make a motion to approve the previous minutes.
Okay.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we are on to new business. Item A, Bob Giese, Treasurer, requesting approval of Form 457. That is the application for the exemption from motor vehicle taxes by qualifying organizations. We should have four of them, the Salvation Army, or excuse me,
just one.
Should have the one. It's from the Salvation Army. So,
I was going to say, I hope you only have one. Yes.
Getting ahead of myself, right?
Just one, yes. Pretty straightforward. We've done this in the past, and we would recommend to approve. Yes, it's for a 2007, I think I saw a van or something for the Salvation
yep.
Army. So I would ask for your approval for Salvation Army.
All right. Well, I'll make that motion to approve Form 457 for the Salvation Army.
I'll second.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, item B, Christy, the assessor, requesting board approve the changes as requested by the Nebraska Department of Revenue, Property Tax Administration, Property Assessment Division, to the contract with JAG Quality Solutions Incorporated.
Yes, the state wanted to have Jeff add a few more things into the valuation services contract. They said he did a separate one for data listing, which is no big deal. He's not giving an opinion on that one. He's just going out listing like the other guys do. Mm-hmm. The valuation one is the one they had issue with. So he redid it with Gail, and that's what they came up with, and I sent a copy to Kim. But the state needs the board to have a signature on it before they'll
look at it again. Okay.
The state.
Everything look okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
What part got changed?
Oh, they don't edit it. Yeah.
This is when it is that you're looking at, then, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there we go.
Well, there's two of them. Yeah. There's okay. Two of them. One's
the data listing.
Data listing, and what's the other
two.
One for?
Valuation services.
And appraisal, or just
valuation, and then he can go to church for us and everything else.
Oh, okay.
Which works for me.
Okay.
So the pricing was all pretty much
it's
the same?
All the same.
Same as what we had discussed.
Agreed on originally.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Just the wording.
And then did you leave that signature page for both boards to sign?
You can have that one. He just sent me a copy. I don't have the original. Do you want
the one you brought over is the one that we'll sign?
Yeah.
And for today's meeting. Okay.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, well, it looks like everything's in order. Does anyone have anything else they need on that one?
Fine, can you read through this?
Okay, well then I will make a motion to approve the changes.
I'll second that.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Thank you, Christy.
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to mail and or emergency business. Okay, then we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. If anyone has any comments. There's no comments, so we will adjourn. It is 1:38. All right.
Wow.
All right.
That was the quickest ever.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, buddy.
What do you have?